Srila Guru Maharaj, one of his names is Ramananda Das because of his affinity for the Ramananda Sambad, the magnificent talk between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his special capacity to represent the substance that is there. Srila Saraswati Thakur noted that sometimes personally observing things, sometimes hearing the recommendation of other devotees. Really, that is how Krishna consciousness works, is the recommendation of other devotees. That we could say is a mysterious parsing of bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. Really, someone who has that connection can extend that connection to others. Who's tasted something can extend the taste to others. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, by his own admission, says that everything for him springs out of the Ramananda Sambad of this talk between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda. And sometimes I ask Srila Gurudev if Srila Guru Maharaj ever read any books as he was older, because also he, observing that he was what they call legally blind, means he can see some general shape and form, but not very clearly or specifically. And with his glasses, his spectacles, he used to joke sometimes, like, take them off, put them on, and say, there's no difference whether I have them on. They're like for show. So I asked Gurudev, does Guru Maharaj ever read, and I mean, you know, the spiritual books. And he said, oh, no, no. And then he thought for a while, and he said, sometimes Guru Maharaj asked me to read him a part of a book. He said, but only one book and only one part, the Ramananda Sambad. Sometimes he wanted to go over it again. He already has beyond committed it to memory, but. And so all of his, what I call ontological method, springs out of the Ramananda Sambad. And what is that? It is tatastha vichar, or what means an impartial judgment, impartial assessment of things. That's very difficult to do. The key word being impartiality. That's what tatastha means in this sense. As we know, tatata, a marginal position, situated between two. So one of his specialties was what they call disinterested nature. And the word disinterested should not be misunderstood to mean lacking interest. Disinterested means impartial. And that is key to understanding things, not being influenced by what he calls acquired prejudice, acquired tendency, not allowing that to influence one's judgment. And interestingly, one of the masterworks of English literature, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, on the first page, the narrator says that there's some advice he got from his father that he's been turning over in his mind ever since he heard that. And what it was that, he said, reserving judgment is a matter of infinite hope. Whatever you might observe superficially, at first glance, I say, reserve judgment. Wait before you come to any particular conclusion. So, interestingly, in the pages of Charitamrita, that Ramananda Sambhad, Mahaprabhu is asking Ramananda, like, what's the ultimate goal of life, or what's most important? Or against Varnasrama Charavata Purushena Puman Vishnu Aradite Pungsam Nanyatat Toshakaranam. Vishnu Aradhana, the worship of Vishnu, this is what society should be directed in such a way toward the lotus feet of Vishnu. Like the Rig Mantram, the oldest religious scripture is the Rig Veda, right? And that Rig Veda, one of its primary mantras is Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suraya Diviva Chaksuratatam Vishnuryat Paramam Mama. Srila Guru Maharaj says that in the Aryan civilization, Brahmanic, the culture of the Brahmins, before they do anything, they first invoke this mantram, Om, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suraya. They're saying, your lotus feet are illuminating everything. Like the sun illuminates everything, your lotus feet, they have seeing capacity. They're seeing everything and illuminating everything, like the sun, Diviva Chaksuratatam. Someone wrote a book called Under the Sheltering Sky. So their sheltering sky is the lotus feet of Vishnu. They're thinking in the lines of the Brahma Sangita, Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pasyanti panti kalayam charanjaganti ananda chanmaya sadujvala vigrahasya govinda maripurusham tambahama jami. All of Krishna's senses are interchangeable. Right? Like we cannot hear with our eyes. Right? But Krishna can hear with his eyes, see with his feet. I said, you, my Lord, your lotus feet are like sun illuminating everything, observing everything we do. So allow the illumination that's extending from your plane, allow that to enter this plane and illumine the path for us, how we should proceed, what we should do, everything. Let it be in the light of your holy lotus feet. Anyway, it begins with this Varnashram idea, which Guru Maharaj sometimes says means how human civilization can be organized as a whole to march from nescience to science, to march out of the mundane into the Vaikuntha world. That's what its purpose is. But inasmuch as that is a recommendation how to structure the mundane, reconfigure the mundane so it'll be optimal for promoting spiritual culture, Mahaprabhu said, that's external. Can you say something more? And we know it goes on from there. And here, as Nietzsche says, there are no facts, there's just interpretations. Even Bhagavad Gita suggestions are rejected as external from this perspective. Brahmabhuta, Sarvadharma Parityaja, Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, Guru Maharaj said, situated at the threshold, at the door, but not in yet. Iho bahya agi kahor. Mahaprabhu keeps telling everything Ramananda said, that's external. Can you say something more? It's time until Mahaprabhu quotes Brahma Stuti saying, Gyane Priyasam Udapasanamante Eva. Actually, have to stop speculating about him, trying to understand, trying to verify him with the intellect, mind, senses, body, mind, and words, manaso, vapasu, bacho, vaiva, tavagotra. He's beyond the gaze, the senses. And what shall we do to educate ourselves about the infinite, the absolute, the personality of Godhead? Jnane prasamudapasanamante eva jivanti san mukaritam sat mukarita. Here, bhavadiya bhartam, stane stita shrutigatam tanavan manovir. Hear from the agents, authorized agents of the absolute, those who have faith, the actual rishis, those who are seeing and observing, experiencing higher truth, and what's passing through them from that plane to here, to give your full attention to that. And here, this is the first thing that Mahaprabhu says, Iho hoy, that I accept, that, now you're talking. Everything else, that's external, say something more. This, he said, Iho hoy, I accept that. But can you say something more? Right. So, if we see Srila Guru Maharaj's way of looking at things, there's consistently a theme of understanding gradation. So whether it's in the Ramananda Samvad, going from one step higher, 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 or the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, outlining all the different planes of faith, or the Upadeshamritam of Rupa Goswami. Many places, consistently, he's observing, weighing, assessing, measuring in this way, and the slokas that he's created also. So as it goes further in this talk, it reaches the subject of prem, or divine love. But there it's mentioned, quoting Rupa Goswami, that jar je rase hoy se sarvotam, whatever one is tasting, the extraordinary quality is such as they think, this is the best. What could be better than this? And they have a right to think that way, and it's a legitimate way to think and feel. But then it says, tatastavichar, but by an impartial analysis. In other words, not that those in Dasya Rasa will favor that, those in Sakya Rasa will favor that. No, but by an impartial analysis, it says we will conclude that Madhura Rasa is the sweetest. And some explanations are given there. And it's also mentioned that, and Rupa Goswami includes this in his Padyavali, his sloka collection, that as long as there is hunger, you can appreciate what's being tasted. But no hunger, no taste. So the implication being that separation forms the basis for the appreciation of union. That's the hunger being referred to, and that is good news for all the devotees. Krishna Bhakti Rasa, Bhavitamati, Kriyatam Yuti, Kutavina Labhyate, Tatramolyam Mulam Ekalam, Janmakoti, Sukritayana Labhyate. That hunger hankering is the purchase price of Krishna consciousness. So we're in a good position for that sort of cultivation. As Guru Maharaj like to quote this one Bengali poet who says, if we cultivate the human heart, what sort of gold will it produce? Just as the word cultivate, in its normal sense, we put seeds in the soil and we're doing something, then something comes out according to the quality of that seed, whether it be a mango tree, a Lilavati tree, or an eggplant. Right? So he's saying, if we, the type of seed, bhakti lata beads that's placed into the soil of the human heart under proper guidance and cultivation, what sort of fruit will be produced? Krishna prema, ultimately. Shraddha, sarusanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti tato nishta, ruchi tata shakti tato bhava, tata prema byundanchati. But that prema, that love, loving reciprocation, varies according to what's in the heart of the premic bhakta. Like Gurudev gave Siddhanti Maharaj's name, Bhakti Premic Siddhanti Maharaj. So the premic bhakta, what's in their heart. And we see in our own experience, we saw Srila Gurudev, he's interacting with different devotees a little differently according to the type of love and affection they have for him. So that can give us a hint of this. Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He's reciprocating all, a wide variety of types of love and affection. That's why we should be cautious not to deprecate the other avatars, whether it's Rama, Nisringa, different ones. The devotee, we are celebrating that, rather, as, and always remembering, Krishna, ete cha angsa kalak pungsa krishnas tu bhagavan shayam. It's Krishna appearing in a particular way. It's actually a very wonderful thing. Nato natya daro yata kunti. Maya javani kachchana magyad hoksajam avyayam na mudha nalakshate mudhadrusha nato natya daro yata. He's like an actor. And like we know in this world, people have their favorite actor or actress, but they might take on different roles. And sometimes they're so buried so deep in a role, people, they don't know it's them. They're surprised. Oh, such a good actor. I didn't even know it was them. Others, when you watch them, people can't forget that it's them. That's also that everything is there in the original. So we thought Narhari Sakur Thakur and those of his ilk. Guru Maharaj liked his sloka very much. Gopi nam kuchukum kumena nijitam vasya kimas yaranam, where he says about Mahaprabhu, Krishna, I don't recognize your sannyas. And is this some kind of joke that Krishna, Rasaraj Krishna, Gopa Viduti Bitam Brahma, that Krishna, who's hunting the Braja Gopi, he's become a sannyasi. This is an absurd proposition. So I don't recognize your sannyas. And there are other devotees like that, genuine devotees. And they kept saying, you're Krishna. We know you're Krishna. Why you're doing this, we don't know exactly, but we know you're Krishna. So, and he would say, when he said, no, he's wearing the saffron. Oh, I know how your cloth became saffron from the kumkum of the embrace of the gopis. Your cloth is saturated and become colored. So he says that. But then Rupa Goswami, who's the expert, written the book on devotion, The Science of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he warns of rasabhas and those who would, and Guru Maharaj's word, what Mahaprabhu is descended for acharya lila. There's no rasa lila in the acharya lila. And those who want to try and impose this upon the acharya lila are committing an offense. They're known as Gauranga Nagaris. They want to force the Adi Purusha position of Govinda Krishna in Jayar upon Mahaprabhu, and he's an acharya lila. So these various tastes to make a point, Srila Guru Maharaj has described it in this way. And it's a very, he's noted for his use of example. So he's saying the same thing cooked by the friend, the mother, the lover. The same, let's say the exact same thing to make it, and they all know the same recipe and everything. Let's make it to the extreme. They're making the exact same thing. Saying, but according to who, what their position is, the taste will be different. That's his point. Not that they're making different things. They're the same thing, but when friend to friend, that has one particular taste and is very tasteful. Made the husband, the mother and the child, and the husband and wife, or the paramour. That is his point. There's a different taste there. And Krishna, Bhavagrahi Janardana, Krishna, he is addicted to the sweet taste that is infused in the loving exchange with Srimati Radharani and Brajagopis. Fortunately for him, we're told that Durvasa Muni gave Srimati Radharani a boon that whatever she would cook would taste as sweet as nectar. So this allows for Yashoda to enlist Radharani in cooking Krishna's lunch. Because everyone has heard that, oh, well, Durvasa gave her this pain. And we find in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, on Gopakumar's first day in the spiritual world, when he's invited to lunch, the house of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Bhavan. And we know the Churita, the Gauraja, after a day of cowherding, Krishna's covered in Gauraja, the cow dust. But he looks very beautiful, what Guru Maharaj once called agreeable negligence. His hair like little messed up and cow dust everywhere. So they have to bathe Krishna and Balaram upon their return and get everyone ready for to eat with Nanda Maharaj. And Gopakumar is there, and Radharani and her girlfriends, Chandravali, all mixed group of gopis, and they're presenting everything. And because Radharani once told the gopis that called a meeting, Istagosti, to discuss their problems. And she said, I have understood that the cause of all of our problems is the flute. So we need to separate the flute from Krishna. And they all agree, they can understand that her assessment is the proper one. Knowing that they may try to steal the flute, Krishna deposited it with Gopakumar. So he is holding the flute under the table. And when Yashoda is conducting this meal, at one point they're told a tray of Manohar Ladus is brought in. It's a type of ladu that's a specialty of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna takes one and eats and he goes, ugh! Like, it's so... He's thinking that maybe you and your family, cowherd family, like these kind of things. And he tosses it to Gopakumar because he has family connection with Radharani's family. Maybe you appreciate these things. And Gopakumar, and we're told when that happens, and Yashoda's like looking at Radharani like, what have you done? I trust you. And at that time, Chandravali, Saibya, Padma, her girlfriends, they're like, yes! And Radharani's group, they're all with a pained look. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I can't stand Saibya, the way she talks and says all these things, and then they try and take Krishna away, and then Radharani's suffers. I don't like to see their faces, hear their names, or have anything to do with them. But in an open assembly like this, what can be done? Well, then Gopakumar, he takes that ladu and tastes it and realizes it's the most wonderful taste of all time and all space. He's never tasted anything like this. He's been through all, you know, through the prasad from the Brahmins and Prayag to South India, to Puri, to Indraloka, to Brahmaloka, you know, all the Maharjanatapa Satya, all the lokas. He's been to Shiva Loka, he's been in Vaikuntha, he's been to Dwaraka. He's never tasted anything like this, made by Radharani herself. I remember I had the good fortune. There's one devotee we knew many years ago. His name was Vishnu Jana Swami. And one of the early members of Krishna consciousness movement in the Western world. And always doing kirtan and traveling. Sannyasi, one book, a Bhagavatam, a book bag with a Bhagavatam in it. And he, Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, this is like 1971, and he came out of Prabhupada's room and he called me over, said, you know, come with me. And we went underneath this like weeping willow tree, and he said, and he showed me, he said, showed this prasadam that he had. And he said, not only was it from Prabhupada's plate, but Prabhupada also had cooked it. So he said, he had a very dramatic voice, and he said, just imagine how pleased Krishna was. Because not only it's Prabhupada, but like Prabhupada himself cooked it, and saying there's some extraordinary devotional quality to this, and we sat there and basking in our own good fortune to taste that substance. So here, well, Gopakumar can, then Krishna smiles, and it was a joke. Krishna's only joking. These are the best sweets ever. Then Radharani's group is dancing, and Chandravali, they're sad. So we like when she is in the highest position. But so that taste, inconceivable. The taste of prasadam is inconceivable. When Jagadananda Pandit, servitor of Mahaprabhu, he finds Mahaprabhu's renunciation heartbreaking. He wants to make a nice bed that's rejected by Mahaprabhu. Srup Damodar knows what he will accept. He once came from Navadvip, big, he's thinking, because all this divine madness, his Mahaprabhu's head is so hot, body so hot, if he'll give the sandalwood oil will cool the brain. Prabhupada, he, after his bath, always put sandalwood pulp all over his forehead. You can see it. And the other parts of his body. So Jagadananda Pandit's thinking this will be helpful for Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu rejects that. He's saying, sannyasi wearing perfume, not good. People will talk, it's not a good thing. And it's like in a clay pot, Jagadananda Pandit throws the pot on it, smash, the oil goes everywhere. And he goes to his room, and he's in his room fasting for 3 days. Won't talk, won't eat. And then news comes to Mahaprabhu, what to do. Told Jagadananda Pandit's expansion of Satyabhama from Dwarka, Bhama, Bhava, that contrary nature. So Mahaprabhu, he says to one of the devotees, tell Jagadananda that I would like him to cook lunch. So the devotees come, you know. Mahaprabhu wants you to cook lunch today. Dorm, you know. Cooking, many things happening. You know. Presenting to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's taking, and we're told Mahaprabhu's afraid of Jagadananda Pandit. Just like once, someone, a few times, they're bringing prasad from different places to Srila Gurudev. They don't understand the disciples should not try to purify the guru. At any rate, so one, and it happened more than one time, but on this particular time, so they're bringing something from Nisringapoli. And not at the scheduled time where Chaitanya Saraswat Mahat, they cook some paramana sweet rice, take it there, offer, bring back. Not like that. This is another time. And Gurudev looked at me like, you know, he's taking something, and he said, we're taking because we are afraid of Nisringadev. And he said, but Guru Maharaj would not take. Some devotee off the street comes in, you know. He said, Nisringadev is afraid of Guru Maharaj. And this is the proof. If someone said, oh, how can he say it? He can say that because in the loving exchange between the Lord and the, sometimes the Lord, gopya de de, toi kutaga siddhamatava, yate dushashu kalilanjana sambramaksham. Yashod Kunti is saying, this vision will not leave my mind of who you know, fear personified is afraid of him. Right? He is running from his mother in fear of her. She's chasing after him. And the kajal, the eyeshadow with his tears, is running down his face. And she said, that is such a beautiful vision. The tears smearing the mascara on the beautiful lotus face of Krishna that's filled with fear of his mother. So Mahaprabhu is afraid of Jagadananda Pandit, his devotion and devotional intensity. So he's taking that and taking more and more and more. And Guru Maharaj said, at last he said, perhaps what was prepared in, you know, an angry mood has even more intense taste. So in many different ways we can understand this. And so we are left with Ramananda's assessment, the tastavichar. Each taste in its own can be considered supreme, as Saraswati Thakur was saying when they asked him, oh, Prabhupada, which preparation did you like best? He said, each one tastes better than the other one. But, he says here, by an impartial analysis, we will conclude that Madhura Rasa is the sweetest. And within Madhura Rasa, Parakiya Bhav. And it's mentioned in the analytical section that just as, what is it? Fragrance has all the elements, like earth has, what, you know, ether, water, sky, they're all contained within it, so that Madhura Rasa has the taste of all the other rasas is present within it as well. Any other question? Well, we find in the pages of Charitamritam what is favored to Mahaprabhu, what's being made by Sachi Mata and, you know, Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti and others. So what we will say is that, following this theme, that those devotees, they're infusing this taste into these substances. Consistently, Guru Maharaj will say, the mundane cannot generate the spiritual, but the spiritual can infuse the mundane. That's different. So when Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, was touring South India, he met maybe in Rangakshetra, Rangapuri, and heard about the departure of his brother, Vishwarup, who had become what, Shankararanya? Anyway, at that time, they're engaged in, you know, pleasantries, oh, where are you from? And that when Rangapuri says, when I accompanied Madhavendra Puri, we were in Navadvip and we were invited to take prasadam at the house of one Jagannath Mishra and his wife, Sachi Mishra. She made this mocha ganta that was unbelievable. Like, I'm still thinking about it. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, that's my mother. I'm their son. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many songs describing this, these pastimes. So Krishna consciousness has everything to do with taste. We're saying sat chit anandam. Consciousness allows feeling, it allows taste. Our goal is what is tasteful. Krishna is what is tasteful, personified. So if any of these substances can be brought in connection with Krishna conception, they can have some extraordinary divine taste. So the devotees, and aspiring servitors included, they are under the guidance of other devotees, preparing different preparations for the Lord and his devotees in a way they're hoping is pleasing to them. Like every day we sing the song Bhaja Bhakata, right? Shukta Shakari Bhaji Nalita Kuzmanda. Saying Shukta, which can either mean specifically the preparation shukta or something bitter. Shak, spinach, adi, etc., other types of leafy vegetables. Fried things, all these different things are mentioned in the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That this is what Radharani and her group, they're cooking for Krishna. It's not some particular a type of cuisine, right? From a particular part of India or a particular part of the world. This is what she and her associates are cooking and offering to Krishna. And Krishna enjoying those things, we're told, danishtana, they're taking that and then bringing the prasad to Radharani and her group, and they're taking that and it's coming down in the Guru Parampara. So it's an integral part of Krishna consciousness. So much so, Prabhupada called this kitchen religion. And we say religion of the heart, that's one idea. Another is kitchen religion. It's inseparable from the culture of Krishna consciousness, these things. And we have the insight of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and what's given in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamritam. Yeah, my own anecdotal experience. After going to the temple in Haight-Ashbury every day for a couple of months, then I was 3,000 miles away, the other coast, and feeling some hankering for prasadam and unable to really fully properly address that. So somehow the suggestion came to me to go to an Indian restaurant in New York, so on the Lower East Side. So I went there and I went into, I was really naive. And I think I asked them for prasadam. And they were, no, we have like a menu and you order, And I don't know what to order. And I want some like dal and rice and chapatis. And they're like, oh, okay, we can do that. And I'm really excited. And I thought, oh, this is great. I can't imagine that you could get this in a restaurant. And then I'm eating it, and it doesn't taste like prasadam. And so I was a little bewildered. I'm thinking, this is rice, dal, and chapatis, but how come I don't feel like I'm eating prasadam? It took me many years to figure that out. Prabhupada, another one of his famous sayings about prasadam, he said, even an atheist can taste the difference. That's why one person in this neighborhood won't allow his daughter to eat anything in the temple, because he's afraid. So, it's consistent. Why do we chant the holy name? Well, we can say, well, really the holy name is this divine sound that cannot be made, namakar bahiroi batanavukabunoi, with the lips and the tongue and the voice box and heard by the ear and all of those things. And the mind is a mundane element, as is the intellect. What are we doing? Let's say, yes, but what Tanuvan Sanmukarita Bhavadiya Vartam, what was heard from the agent, that the seed, that divine sound, that's entered through the ear into the heart and beginning to express itself outward. That's what we're doing. So we take the flowers, they're objective, right? They're in the objective world. Then we offer them to the deity, to Guru Gauranga, Radha Govinda. Then we're taking them as prasadam on our head. And now that fragrance is a divine fragrance, having been offered to the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga, Radha Govinda. Prapanchikataya bhutya hari sambandhi bastuna mumukshubi purityago Falgu Vairagyam. Nirbanda. The next line. Nirbanda Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagyam Uchite. Yeah. Anashaktasya Vishayan Yatahum Upayunjitaha. Vishaya. Again, like Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Mangai Matala Sarana Vishaya Rangai. Extreme, taking the what is apparently meant for sense enjoyment, that is being taken and offered in service to the higher plane. Ragapat, ragamarg. And what does it say? Prasada seva korite hoy, something prapancha joy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, and by taking those remnants, that prasadam, prapancha jai means, prapancha in this sense means the mundane, jai, you'll be victorious over the mundane. And we say, well, but only Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that? Anywhere else is that? 11th canto, Krishna to Uddhava, saying by taking my, you know, wearing the cloth, the flower, srag, the remnants, you become liberated. So we're very fortunate. These things are not insignificant. Becomes meaningful. The dust from the lotus feet of Guru Gauranga and Radha Govinda. Gopinam. Years ago, before the internet and all that, we'd be in India And you send a letter from India to America, it might take 3 months or never get there. But there was something called an aerogram that was around like 7 to 10 days. It's just this one piece of paper, and you'd put as much as you could on there, fold it in three, and like send that. But they didn't allow any enclosures. But what devotees would do sometimes is they would take a little dust from the dam and put that in. So when you opened up the aerogram, sometimes it was little Vrindavan dust or Navadvip dust, everyone's taking it. And all the devotees were in Govardhan once coughing, really seriously coughing. And Gurudev joking, saying, "But they prayed for the dust." I heard them, they were praying for that dust. Once it becomes the Lord's paraphernalia, that is the point. Prasad, paraphernalia, eternal paraphernalia. Even in this world, if you love someone and then you're separated from that person, if you have some of their paraphernalia, people will, mothers, lovers, other, they'll keep that, because it reminds them of that person. So it's infused in that sense. If that can be in this world, then what to speak of in connection with Krishna? So Krishna is telling Uddhava, yes, my paraphernalia as prasad will liberate. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur were saying the same thing. Then we think, well, then, but we can make so many things, and that's true. See, the best can be conceived in different ways. There's this one girl named Kanchan Bala from years and years and years ago, that when she first met Prabhupada, she heard, you know, you should give like the nicest thing you have. Vichikirshitome, what is that? Taktva. Samasta Bhagavan Vijikirshi, I forget the name. Chaktva Samasta Karma. Anyway, in the, perhaps in the first canto or 11, I forget. But saying you should offer something nice or the best. So he thought, she gave Prabhupada her favorite rock. Because that was very meaningful to her. And she thought, well, this is the nicest thing I have. She's like a little bit of a hippie at the time. Swamiji, I want you to have this. And Prabhupada, he's very kind, loving, gentle. He's, oh, thank you. He's accepting that. Sometimes little children do that. They give you something. But it's like they think it's really special. And then they go, you can be in my club. So that's one idea of the best. What we, on the basis of our limited experience of the limited, we think, this is the best, I'm offering that. Then we come in connection with the association of devotees and we find out, oh, in the scriptures, it's saying, these are the things that are offerable to Vishnu, to Krishna. These things are not offerable. These type of flowers, this type of foodstuffs. These type of spices, not these. Some guidance is given there. This, why? Well, it's considered to be in tamagun. Different considerations come. So then we move in that line. But we're told the ultimate consideration of the best we get from the devotees, the superior devotees. And in this case, Kaviraj Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that they've written. And Charitamrita, the whole section with so many preparations, it's in just reading it is extraordinary. All these different things and what they are, and many of them untranslatable. So that's Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami telling, giving you the insight. This is what was made by Sachi Mata and Sita Thakurani and Advaita Acharya. Or this was made by Raghava Pandit and his sister brought in Puri. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur telling in his song, these are the things Radharani is making. Then we can understand that's the best, the real best, the ultimate best. Garga Sangita, speaking on the glories of Tulsi Devi, says one Tulsi leaf has all of the aroma of all the beautiful, fragrant flowers in the world. And it also says, but only Krishna can smell it fully. But one Tulsi leaf has all the beautiful flowers that are offerable and their extraordinary fragrances are contained within one Tulsi leaf. Tulasi dala matrena. Chulakenaba, Matrena, Jalasya Chulakenaba, Advaita Charja with Tulsi leaf and Ganga Jal, petitioning Krishna to descend into this world as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. How much power is there? Right? We're told that story where someone told Rukmini that it's good to, some trick they're playing on her, it's good to offer your husband and charity to the Brahmins. It's auspicious. And they, she thinks it's just some sort of like a religious function, but then they're like taking Krishna away. And then, no, I don't understand. No, well, now you gave him to us, we're taking him. No, it's all of a sudden, it's turned into a nightmare how to get Krishna back. And so they set up a scale, and they put Krishna on one side of the scale, and she's getting all of her ornaments, and they're putting jewels from Dvork, and it's still like, it's not moving. And she's saying, what have I done? I'm so foolish. Maybe Narada told her. Narada likes to do these things. And then what do? They take all of that on and take one Tulsi leaf, put that on the scale, and they get Krishna back. Tasya Aravinda Nayana Shibhata Aravinda Kinjal Kamisra Tulasi Makaranda Bayu Antargata Svavivarena Chakara Tesham Shankshobhyam Aksharajusham Apichitta Tanbo. The four Kumaras, it's mentioned, when they inhaled the aroma of the Tulsi mixed with the aroma of the lotus feet of the Lord, that beyond lotus flower beautiful fragrance, they underwent total transformation. Captured their consciousness, heart and soul. They underwent complete transformation just by inhaling this divine fragrance of Tulsi mixed with the lotus-like aroma of the lotus feet of the Lord. Kinjalka Misra, Tulasi Makaranda Vayu, and the saffron there. fragrance holds a very high position in the spiritual reality. Hare Krishna.